For example, Peter to teacher urgent care. Today's date is 02/23/2023. Dictation is 4. Mr. Brandon Barron. Barron spells B-A-R-R-O-N. Brandon spells B-R-A-N-D-O-N. Date of birth is 10/27/1993. Now, this is a 29-year-old gentleman here with neck pain, period. Patient stated that this has been going on and off for several months. We describe pain as sharp. Said pain is approximately 6 to 7 of 10, increased with range of motion and touch, period. Patient reports swelling in his left cervical triangle region, period, and said the swelling comes and goes, period. Patient endorses recent upper respiratory infection. Next paragraph, review of systems. He reports runny nose, said discharge from his nose is clear. Next line, patient reports congestion, nasal congestion. Next paragraph, reports neck pain, but denies stiff neck, denies trauma, period. Denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies increased temperature, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed. Compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, he's alert-oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure 139/97, pulse 104, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, neck. Full range of motion with mild discomfort on right lateral rotation. He has some tender, palpable nodes in the anterior cervical triangles on the left. There's a palpable mass in the submental region. Mildly tender to palpation, period. Next paragraph. HGNT normal. Next paragraph, nose congested with clear discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, period. Normal bowel sounds, no peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcephalic papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. He bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented and 3 cranial nerves, 2 channels, normal motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is the cervical lymphadenopathy. Number 2 is acute rhinitis. Number 3 is neck pain, period. In clinic today, patients received the following: injection of Toradol, 60 milligrams IM. He was observed in the clinic for an additional 20 minutes or so and reevaluated. He indicated that his pain is better and has no side effects from the medication, period. Next paragraph. A CT scan of his neck, soft tissue was done to assess mass in his left cervical triangle. CT scan was interpreted by the radiologist as follows, quote, there's a prominent cervical lymph node are seen, but these are nonspecific. Next line, tonsils and adenoids are not enlarged. Next line, a follow-up is recommended if symptoms continue, close parentheses, period. Today we did ultrasound to look at the patient's thyroid, consider a mass in the general area. We look at the circulatory systems, look at his all organ systems in his abdomen, circulation, arterial and venous, prostate. These exams were all unremarkable. Period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication: Mobic, 7.5 milligrams, 1 pill daily. Temperature 30 days, number 30. This is for his pain in his anterior cervical region and for his lymph pain and enlargement. Period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.